a baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin. That's S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's. Now, I didn't expect to have Pastor Drew with us, and I have a wonderful guest who is holding patiently, Alana Pratt. But as it turns out, Pastor Drew finished his doctor's appointment and is able to join us. So I'm going to quickly say hello and get an update. Hello, Pastor Drew.
Hello. I know you weren't planning on this, but got out in time and thought I'd give you a call.
I'm so glad you did. So as we are doing now until April, when your baby boy arrives to publicly and outside of the world, into the world, give us the update.
Yeah, so the baby's 20 weeks and one day. And
yeah, but who's counting?
So officially it's halfway past the middle mark.
Wow, wow.
And we're excited and everything's healthy. Just walked out of the doctor's appointment, and she said, thumbs up. Baby's kicking strong, and the heart's strong. So wait for you to meet him.
Yeah, me too. Isn't the 20-week mark pretty much where you're, like, secure that barring some horrible tragedy, you're in good shape?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Because I know the first few weeks is a little nerves about just, you know, general stuff.
And, you know, stuff can always happen, so we're praying away. We're so excited.
Well, I am equally excited for you. What I was sharing on the first segment, not thinking you were going to be on the show, was, of course, I know you're planning on naming the boy Bruce, but in the chance that you don't, I was thinking, well, what would be another good name? And ironically, I really was thinking about this on the way up. And this is the name I came up with, okay? Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Atticus.
Atticus.
After the great character Atticus Fitch in To Kill a Mockingbird.
What a great story.
And it's a really bizarre name, and I don't think you would choose it, but it is the kind of hero that we don't remember as much today, and it would be unique. It would be a great namesake. And so that was my thought of the moment, to name your son Atticus Sams.
So if on the off chance we don't choose Bruce, that's your second choice.
I'm going to have to say goodbye because I have another guest, a wonderful guest, and I hope you'll listen on the show. You can try it on 1290. And give my best to Erica. Tell her how happy and proud and thrilled I am, and I want to be at the first baby warming party.
Will do, and I can promise that.
All right, safe drive.
All right, enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks.
Thanks. Alana.
Hey!
Sorry to keep you on hold. My regular guest is Pastor Drew Sams, and he just came back from the doctor's office and the ultrasound for their very first child, and he called me on the phone, and I couldn't resist just talking to him for a minute.
I love that. Atticus. Not bad. Bruce, better, but Atticus, great.
Well, you know, he is such a beloved pastor at his church that a number of good option names are going to be overwhelming. I wouldn't want to be in his shoes. Let me give you a little introduction, and then we'll talk about what we would like to talk about. And, of course, I'm glad you're going to be able to stay with us for another segment as well.
Thank you.
So we have with us Alana. Is it Alana or Alana?
Alana Banana.
Okay, Alana Pratt, who is the author of How to Be and Stay Sexy for Women, The Missing Handbook to Motherhood for Moms, and Get Her to Say Yes for Men. I guess those were three books. I was making it all sound like one book.
No, three books.
It's three. And she's an intimacy expert who appears on CBS, TLC, and Fox. She's a columnist for eHarmony and People magazine. Reported recently that Alana was the first person Lisa Gibbons called for coaching when she signed on with Dancing with the Stars. Alana's a booked solid relationship coach who helps heal the past once and for all so relationships thrive and families flourish. And we are honored to have you on our show today for the Women's Room, of which we're going to do two segments. How are you, Alana?
I am so good and so deliciously excited to be here, Bruce. Do you know how I started my day?
Tell me.
I get to be on with your show. Awesome. I'm so honored. And I started the day on Radio NL. Now, that's in Kamloops, British Columbia, Canada, the little hometown from which I hopped on Uncle Phil's semi to make it in Hollywood. They did a segment on me this morning, how the small-town Canadian girl made it to L.A. And
oh,
it was so sweet. I'm just in a really great mood and happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, that's good. I didn't know you were from Canada. My wife's from Canada.
Oh, I think we talk a about it one time, but it was way, way back. Yes, yeah. I'm a small-town Canadian girl, and sorry if the accent is thick this morning because I was talking with my folks.
No. I don't hear it at all, and I'm usually pretty sensitive to it. And it doesn't matter because it's a beautiful accent if that's there as well.
Well, thank you.
We're going up to British Columbia in March to go helicopter skiing in a place called the Caribous.
The Caribous? The Bugaboos?
No, the Bugaboos are the more well-known ones.
Yeah,
the Caribous are actually a steeper mountain range.
Whoa, you're going with your son?
No, I'm going with my wife.
You're going with your wife.
My wife is a daredevil.
No way. And Mike Wigley's operation? Is that the one you're using?
No, we go through Canadian Mountain Holidays, which is kind of the oldest and the biggest.
All right.
They're all very good, but you fly on these helicopters. They land on places you can't imagine landing, let alone skiing. Oh. And you wear transmitters that are used in case your body's buried by an avalanche, and that way they can find the body, which is, of course. And the death rate is really not bad. They've had, I think, 38 or 39 deaths in 42 years. So that's one per season. So I figure the odds are in my favor.
That's so not romantic, but that's okay.
Hey, let me tell you how romantic it actually was. For a significant birthday of my wife, she requested that we go helicopter skiing.
No way.
Yeah, and that's where we went 3 years ago, just before we got married, and we had a spectacular time. And let's talk about relationships here, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you tell me what the right thing and the wrong thing to do is. I'm really going off topic, but it's fun.
It's all good.
So we're paying an absolute fortune on this trip.
Yeah.
Okay? It cost, I can't even tell you how much it cost.
I know.
And we're with the most amazing people in the world. And that particular week, I'm there with my wife for her special birthday. The third day, she comes down with bronchitis.
Oh,
a fever. She's feeling miserable. She's not sick enough that she wants to be flown out, but she's not well enough to want to ski.
Yeah.
So she wants to stay in bed. And so, like the caring, considerate man I am, I said, honey, do you need me to stay with you? And like the woman that she was, she lies to me and says, no, absolutely not, honey. Go out and ski. To which I say, great, and I proceed to leave. And
Okay, now
don't wait till I finish the story. Now I did do what I thought was a really good job. I mentioned to some of the staff, oh, by the way, my wife's not feeling well. Would you mind looking in on her?
Good.
So I thought that was like taking care of business. So I left at 9, and it was late in the season, and I was able to ski all day long. And I came back at 5 o'clock.
Right.
And when I came back, I went in the room and I said, so how are you feeling? And she told me right then and there, and for the next 3 days, as she punished me for that choice, that it was the closest we've ever come to breaking up. Now, did I do something wrong?
You know, okay, so I'm very successful at coaching men, coaching women, and recently I've been having a lot of success with couples, so this is great. I love this challenge. You asked her, and she didn't speak her truth. So I don't say that's either person's fault, but either on your behalf, it's not safe to tell you the truth, or on her behalf, she doesn't have the courage to speak her truth. But what's going on there was a moment when there was the opportunity for integrity, for honesty, for connection and closeness and honoring of one another, and you blew it. You both blew it because you're both in it. It's a marriage.
No, we weren't married yet, but you're absolutely right. We did both blow it because she, and this is something I got to believe you must deal with all the time. She said what she said, but what she told me later is I was supposed to know that's not what she really meant.
No, I don't buy that.
No, I know, but women say that all the time.
But it's ineffective, and it destroys marriages, so stop it. So you got to have the courage as a woman to speak your truth. Now, a lot of times we don't know, we haven't been trained on how to speak our truth in order to set the man up to win, and he actually stops listening and actually hears wah-wah, and then we get very frustrated and we give up ever speaking our truth.
I'm sorry, I tuned out for a while.
Wah. So a great way to ask your man for what you need is, it would make me really happy if, it would mean the world to me if, it, and then if you're feeling sexy, it would make me feel really juicy if, or it would just touch my heart if, however you want to set him up. Because if you say that to a man, you can give me your feedback, Bruce. Doesn't it make it safe to listen to the next thing I'm going to say?
Well, not only does it make it safe, but frankly, I can't read your mind.
Thank you.
Okay, so I just assume you tell me, good or bad or indifferent,
right,
and I can fix myself, okay? I know I'm not supposed to fix you. That's not what I'm ever supposed to do unless you ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you tell me, look, Bruce, go out and ski, but come back early. I don't want to be alone for 7 hours.
Sure.
that's okay, then I would have gotten a little bit of what I really wanted, and she would have gotten a little more care instead of being basically abandoned, which is what she felt. And then all these abandonment issues came up for her that I have nothing to do with. We are out of time. Go ahead. We're out of time for this segment. Hold the thought. We'll come back and we'll go where we are. We are with Alana Pratt, and this is the Bruce Allen Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Yes, sir, once for me.